You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The encampment at Dairy Drive is closing. The resource first opened in 2021 using money from pandemic-era federal grants with 29 tiny home shelters. It gave people experiencing homelessness a stable place to stay and privacy. It was supposed to be temporary, and the city has extended the contract twice since then. But now that federal grant money has run out. The Dairy Drive encampment was set to close September 30th. There was a last-ditch effort to keep it open until the spring, and that measure was considered at Tuesday's Common Council meeting. More than 70 people registered to speak in support of extending it, including some residents of Dairy Drive.
My name is Stacy. Dairy Drive has provided me with a stable place to live. Even though it's not a three-bedroom house, it's still my home, and it works for me. I'm able to have visitation with my son, where I can make him food, play basketball, and take him to the park. This place has shown my kid how to care for each other.
It was a long night. Alders didn't vote until after 1 in the morning, and the vote was tight. Ultimately, the measure failed by just one vote, and now Dairy Drive will be closing September 30th. A gold mine of health data may disappear. For the last 15 years, the Population Health Institute at UW-Madison has put together a database called County Health Rankings and Roadmaps. It compiles all kinds of health data for basically every county in the nation. Sherry Johnson leads the project, and it includes data about more than just people's actual physical health.
Access to parks and libraries, things like having a safe, affordable house to live in a neighborhood where you feel like you belong.
Healthcare systems and government health departments use this data to pinpoint exactly where people may have unmet needs and could use their help.
Decision makers are at the county level across the country are looking to this data and the evidence about what works to decide how to maximize the likelihood that everybody will be as healthy as possible.
But the project's funding is ending. The main donor was the Wood Foundation, based in New Jersey. They said they'd be ending their support after 2026. One leader from SSM Health told the Cap Times they were devastated, and another from Aspirus called it incredibly disappointing and concerning. This comes at a time when the Trump administration has removed health information from government websites. Johnson says the county rankings and roadmaps data is more important than ever, and she's searching for other funding sources.
There are lots of changes happening at the federal level that are making it very difficult to know whether we'll have reliable access to data for decision making going forward.
As many as 30 employees' positions could be impacted if Johnson and her team don't find new funding. But beyond that, she says health leaders all over the country could lose vital information they use to care for their communities. And you can expect some major traffic in the Oregon and Brooklyn area tonight. About 13,000 people are expected to go see Luke Bryan at Klondike Farms in Brooklyn tonight. The show starts at 6 o'clock. The sheriff's office says if you're going, build in some extra time. If you're not going to the show but you need to be in that area, they say you'll probably want to find a detour. The sheriff's office and other law enforcement agencies will be there directing traffic. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff with his 10th win of the season has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Robert Redford is still all over the news following his death at the age of 89 earlier this week. If you're looking to binge some of his films, The Natural, Jeremiah Johnson, The Way We Were, All the President's Men, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sting, 3 Days of the Condor, and Quiz Show can all be streamed on Amazon Prime. My weekend is set. Documentaries are bigger than ever these days. If you're a fan and live in the Milwaukee area or don't mind a road trip, do yourself a favor and check out the Dialogues Documentary Film Festival put on by Milwaukee Film. As much fun as it is to watch documentaries in the comfort of your own home, it can be a moving experience to check one out with a full crowd, especially if you stick around for insightful conversations during Q&As. The festival starts September 18th, and the venues are the historic Oriental Theater and Downer Theaters. Great fun in Milwaukee this weekend. The Emmy Awards were a lot of fun for actress Kristen Milioti, who won an Emmy for her role on The Penguin. Once the actual award show ended, though, the night went south, literally, when Milioti took a tumble and dropped her Emmy while arriving at an afterparty. The actress plays Sofia Falcone in the Batman spinoff and beat out some pretty stiff competition in Michelle Williams, Rashida Jones, and Cate Blanchett. To the best of my knowledge, the Emmy was not hurt. More news from the Emmys, and more specifically, the show White Lotus. The previous 3 years saw White Lotus as an Emmy darling, but this year the cast was completely shut out despite all seven supporting actors drawing nominations. White Lotus Season 3 won one Emmy this year for original main title music. If a show could win an Emmy Award for beautiful settings, White Lotus would probably be 4 for 4. While on the red carpet, Season 3 stars Parker Posey and Jason Isaacs let it slip that Season 4 will take place in the south of France. A nice assortment of films are opening this week in theaters. Afterburn stars David Bautista and Samuel Jackson. The story takes place after fire destroys Earth's eastern hemisphere and a treasure hunter sets out to find the Mona Lisa, but realizes that he needs to be a hero and save much more than just a painting. I have to say I'm intrigued, but there are no reviews in yet. Two films open wide that involve sports. Him is a horror film produced by Jordan Peele about a young athlete manipulated by an old pro. And The Senior stars Michael Chiklis as a 59-year-old former high school football player who returns to the gridiron to rectify history. It's rated PG. And there are only 7 reviews in, but they are all positive so far. Sounds like a feel-good. And if none of those titles grab you, you might want to check your local listings, as Apollo 13 is being re-released in a limited run. If nothing else I mentioned is to your liking, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes and Tom Hanks as an astronaut might be just what you need. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny, warm and muggy with a slight storm chance today and a high in the mid-80s. Better chance of storms tonight. Low in the low 60s. More storms around Friday. High upper 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Currently at 64 degrees.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.